Brentwood Town today, playing Waltham Abbey, and unfortunately they come away with a 1-0 loss. Tony Everly, Brentwood Town manager, is on the phone. Tony, what did you make of that today?
It was the same story as last week, pretty much, Chris. Unfortunately, we just couldn't score the goal. We made one, a little bit of an error for their goal in the first half. Other than that, they never had another shot on target. And for us, it's the same story again. We just can't put the ball in the net. Cleared off the line, hit the post. Anything you want to say, but we could not put the ball in the net, and therefore we couldn't come away with anything at all. So disappointing.
Now, you play Norwich United at home in the league next Saturday. What's the plan there, then?
Well, I mean, it's very, very difficult because even the guys playing further up the field who had most of the chances, you know, they're not doing much wrong other than, obviously, I know, putting the ball in the net. So I don't know what more we can possibly do. I mean, it's been two games where we've not scored but had probably more chances than games previously. So, I don't know. We'll go again next week. I'll see maybe if there's anything we can do to strengthen it in the right area. But I'm confident with the players I've got. Oh, we're at a critical stage.
And you played a friendly against Clapton on Monday. So what did you get from that game?
Yeah, I played some fringe players. I played some players who had Knox coming back from injury. I had some trialists to look at. I had a couple of under-21s that I wanted to get a close look at. It served its purpose. It was a good workout. And the players acquitted themselves really well on the night. So, you know, it was good. And there was one or two players that, you know, did stake a claim perhaps to get more involved within the starting 11. So that was pleasing. That was good to see. This week, there'll be no friendly this week. It will just be training and preparation for Saturday.
Now, a couple of movements we've seen in the squad. Connor Hogan out to Brighton and seeing Joseph Taylor to Worthing. Could you tell us a little bit more about those moves?
Sorry, what was the second one?
The second move for St. Joseph Taylor to Worthing, as I saw on the transfer list today.
I think he might be an under-21 player, the second one that's gone to Worthing under-21.
Okay.
The first one, Connor Hogan, he looked like he was going to come to us, and then I think Brighton must have come in with more money, and so he's obviously gone there.
All right, well, Tony, we wish you the best of luck over the next week.
Thanks,
and hopefully see how the team recover from today's disappointment.
Yeah, I certainly hope so. Like I say, there's not much more they could have done, but it's the all-important thing of putting the ball in the net. So